What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Go ahead, listeners. Get that stirred up.
All right. Well, it's definitely stirred up now. You know, you're on the...
He's the best. No,
you know, I don't know. Nobody listens to me. That's fine.
But, popular radio show
yeah.
in Chicago.
Well, so. I know. Okay. You said it, Lawrence, not me, but...
We'll send you the book.
Yeah, send me the book.
Afternoons on the Score.
Send everyone the book. By the way, are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 59 right here on The Score? See, we carry the Super Bowl here thanks to our friends over at Westwood One. It's like the highest rated thing that happens on the station. And you could have your commercial run on it. We had a really great thing happen last year with Cafe El Tapatio.
Yes.
They were so great, and we ran a bunch of their commercials, not just the one during the Super Bowl. You can be a part of this. Go to 670thescore.com/contest. If you know that there's a great local business and you want to nominate it, if you run a great local business and you want to nominate it, 670thescore.com/contest. Enter. We will put together the commercial for you, and then it'll run during Super Bowl 59, and a ton of people will hear about your awesome local business. So, Mike Mayock wasn't the only person, Speaks, that had some questions about whether or not the Bears got this right.
Yeah, this is a guy who I think you need to add to your short list of people that were into Jaden over Caleb, right?
No, you're right. Ross Tucker definitely belongs on that list. He was also getting rocks thrown at him by people in Chicago, including the Parkins and Spiegel show. Yeah, you're going to wear it, fella.
Okay.
You guys are going to have to wear that.
All right. I'll hopefully
in a year from now, when it's the Holmes and Parkins show.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you're doing Cubs baseball. Because Friday's interview is going to go okay. See, that's a callback.
You're out. Yeah, I know, but you're out here starting trouble.
Why am I not allowed to start trouble on this bleeping show?
Because I'm the trouble starter, and then you're the clean. You clean it up and keep us.
Song by Prodigy.
I'm your trouble starter. Y'all, that's your trouble starter. That guy, man.
See, that's why we're a good team.
Yeah. I'm the trouble starter. Then you're the clean it up and keep us employed guy.
I'm doing the best I can.
Damn, where were you in like May of like a year and a half ago?
We kept you employed.
Oh, that's right.
By the skin of our teeth. I'll do it again.
I was doing my goalie thing someplace else.
Blocking shots left and right.
God, I was
solving crossword puzzles.
Doing this.
We're doing all kinds of stuff.
I'm kicking my skates up and just. Trying to get us off the ice.
All right, Petty,
that's all I was doing.
Goalie equipment is expensive.
Luckily, he knows a guy that can get it cheap.
A stone cutter.
You guys were at least stone cutter alone.
I like stone cutter.
You're going to show up here, and then what you going to do?
I'm going to get my stones cut.
So to speak. So Ross Tucker, he was on with M&H, right? With Mully and...
Yes, yes, he was the former Princeton grad and NFL offensive lineman.
He kind of took a little bit of a victory lap on the Jaden Daniels thing too. And if you are a big Caleb supporter, you might not like this.
Did the Bears draft the wrong quarterback, in your opinion?
Yes. Yeah, I would say yes. Like I would take Jaden Daniels 10 times out of 10 over Caleb Williams. Now. The reason why I say that is Jaden Daniels is already a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. Caleb is not a top 20 quarterback in the NFL, right? So unless Jaden Daniels takes a step back, what are the odds that Caleb becomes a top 10 quarterback? Now, that being said, the thing that's in the Bears' favor and in Caleb's favor is last year I thought C.J. Stroud had the best rookie season I've ever seen for a quarterback, ever. I mean, to lead the NFL in yards passing per game and touchdown interception ratio, only been done two other times, Tom Brady and Joe Montana, and then C.J. Stroud last year as a rookie. And I also thought Bryce Young was clearly the worst quarterback in the NFL last year. And now this year, I don't know, they kind of were about similar. They kind of were even. So while I would take Jaden Daniels 10 times out of 10 over Caleb Williams, the reality is, let's say Jaden Daniels is, I'm just throwing numbers out there, the eighth best quarterback in the NFL and Caleb's 23rd. I'm just throwing it out there. That's much less ground to make up than Stroud being like fifth last year and Bryce Young being 32nd. And now both those guys might be around 15th or 16th with the way they played this year. So it can happen with the right coaching, but two things had to happen for that to be the case, right? C.J. Stroud had to really take a step back, and Bryce Young had to really take a step forward. That would have to be the case again for Caleb Williams to be a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels next year.
Yeah, Ross talked about it a lot this morning, and he was a Jaden guy. And at the end of the rookie season, it's just saying in a bubble that one guy had a better season than the other. Context matters a great deal for all the reasons that we've discussed. But would you agree with this basic thing?
No.
That's too bad.
Go ahead.
That Jaden is a better runner who creates a different kind of gravity. It may not last. It may get scary.
He may get broken up.
He may get broken up. But as of right now, I watch him and I see Lamar Jackson in terms of the gravity that he creates and the ceiling of possibilities, because he also seems to stay calm and not panic and make lots of good, accurate decisions while also having that gravity, which makes him unique.
Here's what I would say. I think Jaden Daniels is more definitive when he runs. I think Caleb, when he has been like, forget which game it was, maybe it's the first Packers game where he was like, no, I'm going to run. I thought that he did a great job with it. But I think that it has to.
Jacksonville game in London, too.
Yeah, I just think that it has to do with how both guys are wired. I think that Caleb is a lot more Russ. And that's good. Like, I think that that's a really good thing, because we were talking about a guy who was on a Hall of Fame trajectory before the last three seasons happened. I think that Caleb is often looking to open up windows to throw the ball. And he hasn't either gotten on the same page. There isn't as much trust there, that part. With Jaden Daniels, I think that he goes, oh, I'm going. And you saw it last night.
Yeah,
you saw it on fourth down last night with Jaden Daniels, where he's like, I'm going to go get those 2 yards.
Well, but he knows he's faster. He knows he's faster, and he's got
longer
more
strider. He's a glider. He's faster than you think. That is similar to Lamar. Like, we all know Lamar is fast, and then you see him, and it's like, it doesn't even look like he's running that hard. And then you're like, oh, he ran at 22 miles an hour.
And it's just like, we're just talking the different styles, and we're just checking it out. I'm not anti-Caleb here, but we're just talking about it. Caleb sometimes thinks he's a little faster than he is.
Maybe.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say that he probably thinks that he's a better athlete than he is compared to who he's playing against.
It's the NFL now, man.
And he's going to have to...
He's going to have to adjust for that.
He's going to have to figure that out. But I will also say Caleb,
yeah,
there were moments where he did stuff in the pocket that I was like, oh my God. Like, it's not like Caleb didn't give us those moments where he's ducking underneath a tackler,
resetting the
pocket, and then making a throw.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is still there. And I know that because the season went the way that it did, and there were times where you're like, man, he missed this big throw, or he didn't have the right touch, that it feels worse than it actually was. You could put an incredible highlight tape together of Caleb Williams.
The special
and the Bears
is
app.
There. The special is there. The special is there, and he did. He showed it to us a lot. I just need to see more of a willingness to do the basics. and get the ball out faster because you're not always going to be able to break contain the way that, that you did. And he knows it. It's just learning curve stuff, man.
But who was teaching him the basics?
Yeah, it's a big problem.
Speaks junkie mom.
Right.
That's who was teaching him the basics.
They basically allowed for Caleb to kind of, he had to teach himself.
Yeah.
Until we get all the way down to Thomas Brown.
My mom got
being hooked. His offensive coordinator.
She got hooked on three wide receiver sets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She got hooked on Gerald Everett and Mercedes Lewis.
Yeah.
You know?
We always knew she was a bad talent evaluator. Can we at least agree that Ross Tucker clip is trash?
Yeah, there was other Ross that was better.
Absolute
trash.
There
was some circuitous logic going on.
Right? He's like, all right, well, here's the thing. If Jaden's good and he's top 10 and Caleb isn't, then
you got to get to 15.
Jaden's better quarterback. Yeah. All right, dude.
10 times out of 10 seems a little much.
Ridiculous.
And remember who's talking. Someone who loved Jaden Daniels coming out of college. My feeling on it was it's close. I probably still would have ranked them Caleb 1, Daniels 2 if I was riding the beast. But to me, it was close, and it was close enough to discuss. 10 out of 10, I can't get on board with that at all. Because if you did this, if you worked it out, if you wouldn't do that. You would go, okay, well, this is what it looks like if Jaden is at the top and then Caleb is at number 2. I think it's close enough either way for you to be like, both of these guys have a chance to be really, really good.
I admit that I am definitely reeling from a disaster of a rookie season in terms of setting a quarterback up for success. They hired the wrong OC who did not skew the system to his strengths and ask him to do way too much.
They keep doing it.
It's so pitiful.
And that to me is the brilliance of Caleb Williams' season, is that even with this, even with everything that he went through, he did some really cool stuff. Stuff that most Bears fans have never seen. So to me, that there's still an opportunity for like him being great. It should not be off the table.
It's not off the table, but I don't think how anyone could argue that Jaden has not had a better rookie year. I think that's incredibly fair and basic. And I'm not Ross Tucker.
You're basic. Basic bitch.
Man, the tension is starting to get real.
How about that?
Around here. I can't wait for bad cop, baseball cop. I think that's what we're calling the dynamic on Friday.
No, good cop, black cop.
But, all right, so I'm the black cop. Cool.
No, not at all.
Come on,
I'm definitely
man.
Not the good cop.
I want to be the black cop. Why can't I ever be the black cop?
We know you do. We know.
I want to be Gregory Hines in Running Scared. You remember
I love
that one?
Movie.
I love that movie. It's Chicago.
Just we free.
That's right. That's exactly right.
They had so much fun in that video,
Dude. So when you do Michael McDonald there, I, of course, think of the female Michael McDonald.
You keep the spirit alive. Yeah.
Very nice. Who's the female Michael McDonald?
Anita Baker.
Anita
right?
Baker. Baby, I believe in this love. Sweet love. And
apparently,
he does Baker. These impersonations. I swear, you would think it was the real people.
Who are you talking about? You talking about Lawrence or me?
Right
there.
Lawrence's Michael McDonald was really good.
It was really good. It was really, really good.
I spent a lot of time listening to his music. Blue Eyed Soul, baby.
Oh, man, yeah. And Yacht Rock, little Yacht Rock in there.
Hell yeah. What are we doing next? I forgot.
I don't know.
I forgot.
Say it like you mean it.
Hey.
What are we doing next, Taddy?
High time!
I like when she takes the tag off his cap. That's funny.
I don't like that commercial.
It's a really good commercial.
I disagree. I want to punch that commercial in the face.
All right, we'll talk about that next on The Score.